Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And I have two of my friends that have been working with me forever. I mean, it feels like forever, for a long, long time. And I'm excited to really have them back on the show. We took a little tiny break, but we're back. And of course, Tom and Alfonso. And of course, we're talking about the Manhattan of Camarillo, located right on Santa Rosa Road in Camarillo in Santa Rosa Valley. And we're going to find out a little bit more about them. But I am really, really excited. Because I have my next mixer happening there, and that is March 12th, 5 to 8. And we are inviting everyone in to be a part of this. And of course, I am really excited. So I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. If you would like to be a part of this, just put networking, and you can text me at that number. Also, you can call and find out a little bit more, but we're going to find out a little bit about the food that we're going to be having. And of course, it's going to be an incredible evening. This is actually where all the fun started many years ago, and now we're coming back there. So I'm really excited. And of course, before I introduce and bring them on, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And today's is, you know, every single day is an opportunity to have a great day. And really, it's all about how you can restart your day or just look at all the things that you have to be grateful for. And let me tell you, every single day, there's something to be grateful for. So again, I'm excited. Tom, welcome back on. And Alfonso, welcome back on. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Kim.
We're good.
Yeah, we couldn't be better. I'll speak for myself. I think Alfonso feels the same. We're just having fun.
Isn't that? I know. I mean, we're off to a great, happy new year. Okay. And we're only in our first month. It is kind of feels like it's flying, but there's lots of good stuff happening. So I'm excited. Tom, first of all, introduce who you are and what you do. And then we'll talk to Alfonso.
Sure. Hi, my name is Tom Petrucci, and I'm the general manager here at the Manhattan of Camarillo. We've been in business going on 11, well, we just celebrated our 11th anniversary. So I've been here for about 10 and a half of those. I've been blessed. You know, I've been blessed with a great chef and a great assistant manager. These are two guys. Steve Brown is my assistant manager. He's also a bartender. And these two guys are the heartbeat of this business. And the cool thing about this is the ability to collaborate with these guys. We all kind of think alike, you know, in terms of how we approach our business and how we approach our management style. And this business can be tough, but I tell you, it can be really tough when you can't collaborate with people. And that has been the biggest blessing for me. And Alfonso is certainly an answer to your prayer because it wasn't always that way
Isn't that
here.
great? It's a little bit hard for me to hear you guys. I don't know if there's a speaker that you could speak a little bit closer. We got that, but I want to make sure I got the rest. You guys all have huge hearts. I've been coming there forever, and even coming there as a, as someone that eats there and then started working with you guys. And you could just, there's a vibe in there, and it's such a cool vibe. And so whatever you guys are doing a great job. So yeah. And I think everybody feels it, the food, the music, just the vibe that, the whole thing. How about you, Alfonso? Let's hear from you.
Well, my name is Alfonso Betancourt. I'm the executive chef here at the Manhattan of Camarillo. Out of those blessed 11 years that we've been here, I've been here about 8 and a half, and so it's been it's just an awesome time being here with around great people, great management. We have a great team, even through COVID, before COVID, after COVID. Our team stayed with us, and so that says a lot, right? That they want to stay here, they want to work here, and we have a great environment to work in, and that's where we get very creative and design and make all these things happen. So we are very blessed, and I'm to be here then. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Talk to us about Tom, the restaurant, for people that haven't been in. You've got basically three, well, you've got two different restaurants and one special room that you're sitting in right now. And that's really where I started, in that wine room, and which holds about 40 people. I know I smushed a little more people in there, yeah, I mean, what a great room. I'm always sharing this room for special occasions and, parties and all that. And what's great about it is it actually can be closed off. So, it's another great room. And I know that you are always, like, it's almost always full, right?
Right. Yeah. It's the wine room that we're sitting in is a big part of our business model. The restaurant, the main dining area can seat up to about 120 people. We do live music out there. There's a little dance floor, and that has certainly been used. Actually, we have to refinish that dance floor. It gets used so much.
That's cool to still see people get out there and dance all the time. I've been one of those out there, but yeah, it's fun.
So
And the
it's
music is
kind of a
great.
throwback to the old supper club, with the music being part of the experience. We do music on Friday and Saturday nights, and then every other Wednesday. And then we have outside an enclosed patio that we rebranded about 7 years ago and turned that into our beer garden. So that's called the Madison Beer Garden. It's all under one roof, but it's a little different vibe and experience out there. It's a lot more casual. We have a bunch of TVs out there to watch, the game. We have a different menu out there, pub style type of menu. You can also get the dining room menu out there, and we also do trivia out there on Thursdays at 7 p.m. So that room has been very, very good to us, and it's just it, it adds another dimension to our business. You know, we have a lot of families in the area, and if they want to bring their kids in and just grab a burger or some tacos, we have that on our menu out there. And then we have this wine room. So I really, really love this wine room, and we get so many compliments on you know how we go about organizing and serving, and everything is upfront. A lot of times when you do
We're losing you
banquet
again,
events.
Tom. I don't know if you speak, come in a little bit more. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
A lot of times when you do banquet events, and I've experienced this on the other side of it, is you get hit with a lot of surprises, or some surprises, particularly when it comes to the bar bills and stuff like that. And we don't play that. You know, we want to have everyone be very transparent with our pricing, and so you can come in and actually enjoy the event the night of. So that's one thing. That's one of my primary goals when I'm booking events, particularly in this room.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Talk to us about your Wednesday evenings, your three course
Yeah,
meal.
what's on the menu there, Chef?
Yeah.
So we really wanted to make things affordable during the week, so that we can also have another side of our inside menu, because our outside menu, our happy hour menu, people love it. The price point is very competitive, doesn't break the piggy bank, and you're getting quality food. So we wanted to do that inside also, and so that we get away from, oh, it's only you know, a certain type of menu inside. So what we did was we created a three-course menu that's under 30, that starts at under $30, which you
Unheard
know,
of. Yeah.
yeah, $25 it starts at,
You
yeah.
know, yeah, and you can't find that around town anywhere. You know, I live in Ventura, and from Ventura to here, to be in an establishment like this for 25, starting at $25, it's a steal. So we encourage people to come. So just to get, you know, in them through the door, so they can see the different outlooks that we have, with the room that we're sitting in, the wine room for parties, for the casual dining outside and inside. You know, come as you are. But you know, we do recommend reservations on the weekends because we're selling out, and that's a not a bad problem to have.
I love that. I love that. That's like that's the perfect thing that you want to hear. So I love that. Question, what do you get? What are the choices for the Wednesday evening?
So we have pastas. You start off with a super salad. You get to pick from three different types of pastas. We have an Alfredo, a pesto, and a marinara, different styles of pastas, then finished with a dessert. Now there's upgrades added to that. So if you want to upgrade to a steak or to a chicken dish or to something else, there's a very small amount of upgrade charge that we have that really gives you another value. To just continue your three course. And so, and also we have drink specials, and you know, our bar manager has a great team. They make great drinks, and we want you to enjoy the night. Every other Wednesday we have music coming in. And so it's a win-win for the family, for a date night, for a celebration, whatever you want to make it.
There you go. Good food, good place, and enjoy your night. I always have to bring up the margaritas that you guys have there, because they're so good. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, our bartender, Steve, developed a margarita recipe that, well, you can't just have one, I guess is the best way
I
to put
think
it.
you're
They
right.
are super dangerous. And
Yeah.
what I mean by dangerous is after the first one, you should stand up and see where you're at. They're delicious.
Your yeah ability,
Yeah, they're delicious, and you know, they go down too smooth.
right?
And so, but we are infamous for, it's kind of funny, right? We're infamous for a margarita at an Italian restaurant. And so it's okay. That's why we're the Manhattan. We're the melting pot of the world.
Oh, there you go. I like that. And of course, it's like all fresh, fruits, and he's developed something really cool there. So I love that. One of our favorites is your chicken piccata, and of course your salmon, and I mean, I don't know, Amphel, you totally like make it happen. What kind of share a little bit about your menu.
So we try to stay local. All are from the meats down to the fish and down to the produce. We're very lucky to live in California, where most things are available for us here, and they're not shipped all over the world. But of course, through seasons, we are getting different things from different places, and that's okay. We use a local fish market in Ventura called Ocean Pride. Those guys are awesome. One of the freshest fish you can buy and products you can buy. We also go through another company that we use a lot is Ideal Meats, and they have a lot of local ranchers up here from California that we get our meats from. So I can actually identify and tell you where, backtrack, where the cow come from.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, Valentine's Day is like on the calendar. It's right around the corner. What are you guys doing for Valentine? You know what I love about your restaurant? First of all, I want to just share with anybody. First of all, they should sign up for your newsletter, so that they know what's happening, who's playing, and your band. Just, I mean, I'm probably one of those, groupies that hang out there, but I love them. And we've been going there to see them. Share a little bit about the music. Share about what you've got going on for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so for Valentine's Day, it falls on a Saturday this year, so we knew that we were going to be busy. So we developed a three-course dinner. That menu is going to be $74 a person, okay, excluding tax and service fee, but well worth it. There's multiple first-course items from soups and salads to just some appetizer type of things for the first course. A whole array of entree selections, and then of course it's going to finish with a dessert menu. So the most important thing about Valentine's Day is that we are doing three different seatings this year. So we're going to have kind of an early seating and then a kind of a prime time seating, and then a later seating starting at 7:30. And we'll be that'll be accompanied with a piano player. So we'll have piano music, nice romantic piano music throughout the whole evening. So the best way to make a reservation, because this is the place for Valentine's Day, trust me, if you haven't been here, go on to our website, themanhattanofcamarillo.com, and like Kim said, sign up to become a VIP. Okay. What that'll do is that'll give us your email. And when I send out a newsletter, you'll be the first to know. Those VIPs are the first to
Can't
know
hear
about
you.
everything we
We
do.
we're losing you. Say that again.
So go on to our website and sign up to become a VIP. All right. That will give me your email, and then you will receive our newsletter, okay, via email. And
Before
VIPs,
everybody else, right? Yep.
yeah. So VIPs will be the first one to know of any event that we're doing that's coming up. Whether it's Valentine's Day, the Frank Sinatra tribute bands, St. Patrick's Day menu, anything like that. So, and then you can also make reservations straight from our website as well. That's the most direct and effective way to make a reservation.
There you go. And you're going to be sharing my mixer also with all
Yes.
your VIPs. And I'm excited for anybody that hasn't already been there. I know I have a lot of people that already have been there. And so talk to us about my mixer and what we're going to be having for the mixer.
Well, Kim, this is your day. That we're partners, and we've been partners for a long time now. And we kind of brainstormed, and I wanted you and your clientele and your guests and your listeners to see what the Manhattan was all about. And
Yep.
we've done them in the wine room before, and it's great, but you've outgrown that, Kim.
Yeah.
So
Thank
we're
you.
moving to the dining room, in this dining room. So hopefully, we're gonna probably have, anywhere between 80 and 100 people, I would guess.
That's right.
And to highlight your business, this is a business mixer, right? We're going to put out some food. We are going to have the chicken piccata. We're going to put out a little buffet, some fresh Caesar salad, a little pasta on the side, a little fresh bread and butter. So you will not leave hungry. The bar will be open, and you guys are going to exchange ideas, your business cards, and just have a mixture that you will never forget.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited to bring everybody in there and really just share what's going on and to really fall in love with your business again. This is
Yeah.
what this is all about. And 2026 is starting off strong. And we are going to be doing more of these. And really, it's about, like, don't be the biggest top secret. You want your business out there and you want to make sure that people know about it. So I love it.
Right.
Okay, did we miss anything? I know that one of your bands, well, all your music are incredible. First of all, Alfonso, anything else that we missed, you think, that we want everybody to know about?
Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone that comes and supports us, and we've been seeing a lot of new faces. So that means, like just like an old fashioned, like what Tom said earlier, word of mouth. That means that people are talking about us, that people are excited about the things that we're doing, and that means a lot. I'm really appreciative about that. As far as new items, yes, I usually twice a year will kind of tweak the menu a little bit. Some things come off and new things come on, just to keep it, exciting. And so, just look out. And like you said, when you sign up for the VIP, you get first dibs on the menus and the things that I'm doing differently. And you always, when you stop by, come say hello. Just ask, can I say hi to the chef?
I
I
love
always
that.
love to come out and meet your families and say hello and talk food. I love that.
There you go. I love it. Question, what's the newest thing on the menu? You're being discreet, but I'm just going to pull it out of you.
So right now, we still have the fall menu on the that's that we're selling right now. I am working on a couple of things that are
It's
that I'll
funny.
tell you right now
Okay.
is I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a couple a
Okay.
couple
Okay.
little things.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some new appetizers coming out that I think that'll be well-rounded, especially out in the beer garden, and it'll warm up the heart, it's soul food, and it'll be it'll people will like it, I guarantee it.
All right. I love, it's funny. So chicken piccata was my favorite for, and it still is. Oh my gosh, I love it. But now I love your miso salmon. Oh my
Oh, awesome.
gosh,
Awesome.
I love it.
That's not coming up. It's
It's
that's
not
one of our
coming off.
staples.
Okay, good.
No, that's one of our staples.
Okay.
I try to, when things work, it's I one of my things when I go somewhere and one of my favorite things are not there, I get sad. And so
Me too. I don't
yeah,
want to be sad.
I get sad because that's what I go for. But no, there's certain things are seasonal, and in the servers let everyone know, hey, this was temporary, it's a seasonal thing. But a lot of the favorites always stay. I never change the whole menu. It's just it's a I like people coming to us and identifying the things that they love.
There you go. Yeah, I love it. Food through your heart, right? Through your stomach. So, Tom, anything I missed and or anything else that you want to share?
No, but I'll piggyback on Alfonso as far as the gratitude that we have for our customer base. They've been so supportive. And thanks to you for your support and your listeners.
Thank
You
you.
know, Manhattan has something for everyone. It really does. It has the casual dining, it has the more formal dining, it has a private wine room. If you have a birthday coming up, an anniversary, whatever it is, this room is the ideal room to do a corporate event. We do a lot of corporate presentations in here. We've got live music, we've got dancing, we've got trivia, and we try to pack a lot in. But we also try to focus on our quality and pay attention to the details. And yeah, we just we're in Camarillo. Come find us.
There you go. And I have to say, you guys do a great job. Thank you so much. And it's fun to always come in and get great food and a great hug from you guys. And you're just, just good people and we're all doing our best. So I love that. Again, give out your website, give out your phone numbers so that people can make reservations, and definitely we want to see everybody out there.
Sure. Website is themanhattanofcamarillo.com. Phone number here is 805-388-5550.
Okay.
And at Manhattan Camarillo on your Instagram feed.
There you go. There you go.
Yep.
All right. Again, my phone number is 805-419-0008. If you want to be at that mixer, it's gonna be so much fun. You're gonna definitely want to be there. Bring your friends, bring other people that you want to meet. And not only that, is really just come and have dinner. Come and try the food. Try just the atmosphere. We want you to be a part of it. So thanks, you guys, for taking time out of your busy day. I appreciate it. And next time we'll do it in the big restaurant, and we'll get another video. So again,
Good.
all right, you guys,
Yeah.
take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All
Thanks,
right.
Kim. Thanks,
Thank
Kim.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you guys. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on
KVTA. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I have Brianne Shaw. She's the director at Glue. And we're going to talk a little bit about their partnership and, of course, what's going on with AI. It is like definitely the big buzz. It's kind of one of my best friends. So I'm excited mm-hmm. to hear about this. But tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, what Glue is.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Brianne at Glue. I serve as a director here. And Glue is the leading technology platform for the faith and flourishing ecosystem. We, you know, we like to say that we serve those who serve. So we bring technology to those really on the front lines, be it churches, nonprofits, ministries, some of those larger orgs, and really bring solutions, solutions like AI, IT services, marketing, consulting. Those are some of the things that we like to do around here.
I love it. I love it. And of course, we want to give out your website. And of course, can you share that?
Yes, it is Glue. So it's www.gloo.com.
Okay. And how long have they been around?
Glue's been around for about 15 years.
Okay, perfect. So let me ask you, Brianne, what are possible concerns about using AI? I think that's what, you know, people really want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, AI is the most powerful and transformative technology that humanity has probably ever seen. And like a lot of technologies before it, it has great upsides and it's got some downsides, right? So if we think most recently about the social media revolution, there were some upsides, right? It was networking, it was connecting with people, and there were some very large downsides that we are now seeing from a social implications in our younger generations. And so the same is true of AI. You know, AI is already a part of our daily lives, whether we know it or not. You know, we interact with AI when we order our Starbucks in the morning. We interact with AI when we open our phones. And AI is, you know, Glue has been on a mission to shape technology for good. And AI is trained, it learns on what it's trained on data. And so, you know, we have set out to not only develop standards and benchmarks, but also give people the resources to make decisions and to be informed about the AI that they're using.
I love it. I love it. So can you provide some examples of, you know, I know you said, I never even really thought of that coffee. Okay. In the morning, even opening up our phones, but what else?
Yeah, those are some, like I would say, more implicit uses of AI. There's many other ones. You know, if you use technology at work, you're already interacting with, whether it's chatbots on websites, or we have examples, you know, where it's we actually interact with things like a ChatGPT or a Gemini or a Claude. You know, those are tools, AI tools built on what are called large language models. So many of us, actually, the research shows that nearly half of US adults are interacting with AI.
There you go. And are there ways that people can really ensure that they're using AI responsible?
There are, you know, we set out to build a standards of set of standard benchmarks. I've referred to them. We call that the flourishing AI benchmark, and essentially, it's you know, a set of standards that measures human flourishing against the seven dimensions. So things like finances and health and relationships, like, and we took every one of these large language models and we asked them a set of questions and then we scored them. Did they pass or did they fail? And most, if not all of the large language models in this iteration scored between a C or a D, not a passing grade when it came to human flourishing. And so the first thing that we
Wow.
would,
And
yeah,
why was that?
really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, all AI is trained or learns on what it's trained on. And so we know that not all data is equal. We know that not all data is true. And so when, you know, you get into dimensions of meaning and faith and these things that have more nuances to them, you know, AI is at the end of the day technology. And so Gloo has been on a mission to create and shape technology. We are finding that as we wrap these large language models with security and ethics and values, we've actually seen these scores go from a CD to like an AB. And so we have
Oh, wow.
seen significant improvement as we have begun to train or prompt. You know, I like to use the analogy of parenting. We're kind of parenting these AI models, putting guardrails and benchmarks and ethics around it.
You know, it kind of reminds me of like when the computers, I'm probably going to age myself here, right? But when computers started coming out and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you got a computer? And then you're like, it's only as good as the information you put in it. And then you're like, what? Like you have to almost like a CRM, you have to put all that info in there. And the same goes with you have to make AI know exactly, or else you'll get different information. So it's kind of that same thing. What are some of the steps that are being taken in the industry?
Yeah, there are a few emerging efforts that we see in the industry to bring some standards, but to be honest, they're very few and far between and they're not holistic. Gloo really is leading out in this conversation around how does technology, the technology of AI, support human flourishing?
Wow. Okay. And where can my listeners go and find more information about everything we're talking about?
Yeah, you can go to glue.com. That's glooo.com/AI.
Okay. Perfect. Brianne, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And please download our show and on podcast and share our show with everyone.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
You got it. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait, check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTN.
Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. How are you doing?
So excellent. Thank you very much.
I like that. I like that. Starting our day in a positive way here. And of
All
course,
right.
we have Jim Wolfenbarger. And is, did I say that right? Is that
You said
correct?
it perfectly. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. And you are actually a retired 7th Chief of Colorado State Patrol. Thank you for your service. And of course, you spearheaded state level preparedness and large scale emergency communications. And you're also the Vice President of Real Time Intelligence at Motorola Solutions. Welcome, and I'm excited to talk with you. And of course, you know, learning a little bit about drones, right? I mean, and the drone threats to stadiums and how technology is being used to keep fans and residents safe. Talk to us. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Kim. Yeah, again, good morning and thanks. No, what a great opportunity to be able to talk to you and your audience and really have a conversation around, upcoming special events and certainly the area around both drone detection and drone as a first responder, which are some really cool technologies that are out there that provide tools to our public safety agencies to really help fill out those operational plans and help keep people safe.
Love it. I love it. And so let me ask you a question. When soccer fans or any, big, huge events come to our city, they have an expectation of safety, correct? And how do we do that? Is it all through these drones now?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, certainly no, it's not all through the drones. But what I can say is that, at
Okay.
Motorola Solutions, we have for decades been shoulder to shoulder partners with state, local, and federal. And really today's conversations are more rooted around state and local, right? Our counties, our cities, as they prepare for, any special event, which is nothing uncommon for nearly any agency of any size, right? Whether it's planning for a county fair at an annual basis, it might be a high school football game, or it may be as big as something like, these large soccer tournaments that are going to be all over the country this summer. Certainly within the coming weeks, we have the NFL as they prepare for the Super Bowl and the playoffs, or just any number of special events that require traditional planning that really involves traditional planning, involves things like radio communications. Ensuring that, you've got the devices, you've got the systems for mission critical communications. Motorola certainly provides that. Motorola is also a leading provider of 911 call handling software. So another elemental aspect of
Wow.
kind of what I'll call table stakes for these operational plans. So all of that still is an essential element of ensuring interoperability, a concept of operations, ensuring that the technical foundation is there. But certainly, we are seeing emerging threats as we get into this 21st century, with the misuse of drones. And there's some really interesting technology that helped to provide some fascinating answers for that.
Okay, share, please. I'm interested.
Oh,
And
you
I'm sure
bet.
my
Well, so
listeners will be
oh,
too.
that's excellent. So all of us have enjoyed drones. I have. I mean, I love, they're fun to fly. They're fun to fly with our kids. And there's a lot of very legitimate commercial purposes for drones, whether it's, you might be looking for a house and have seen how drone really adds an interesting perspective to understanding a property. Certainly things like drones for crane inspections, think structural inspections of bridges, mines. There's some great use cases that are out there. But, as all of us have seen over recent years, where drones could also be used in a way that is more sinister. We've seen areas of conflict around the world. And those tools need to be necessary to ensure that we can provide for airspace security and airspace intelligence for those agencies that are planning to protect, whether it's critical infrastructure or even things like a stadium or maybe a jail or a prison to protect that airspace. So for things like special events, Kim, we, you oftentimes will get from the federal government an opportunity to create restricted airspace if that is event is large enough. As temporary restrictions of airspace over that special event, there are many places that have permanent restrictions, like airports and maybe prisons, where there are permanent restrictions of airspace over those particular facilities. Now, many of the flights, and you see a number that the NFL has used of over 2,000 flights in recent years over the stadiums during the pro football games. Many of those, I'll tell you, are accidental, unintentional violations of that airspace. Now, this new technology that Motorola has partnered with a company called SkySafe, that is a U.S. company based out of San Diego, that provides fascinating RF technology that can provide for that airspace awareness, not only to detect the vast majority of drones and UAVs that are over those restricted airspaces, but maybe most importantly, Kim, to be able to identify precisely where that operator is located so that they can dispatch local units to go have a conversation with them they may not even know, or to certainly begin the investigation to ensure that there's nothing nefarious afoot.
Wow. So basically, really, what you're saying is drones are increasingly being used for emergency responses now, right? As well as you know, enjoyment, but also protection. And also, so are drones responding to 911 calls as well?
That's a great call out. So you're right. So there's that technology that does drone detection. And there's the other side of the coin, mm-hmm. which is this drone is a first responder, DFR. Now, you may not be old enough.
Wow.
Some in your audience maybe that remember the Jetsons. I don't know if you do or not. But whenever
I do.
I'm...
I love when, that. And we're almost there, right? Alan,
I know.
So
when, whenever I'm in an agency...
But
Whenever I'm in an agency that are using drone as a first responder, I feel like I'm in the Jetsons. It's so cool to watch how we're able to provide a resource to get eyes on the scene of a critical event. Say it's something like a train derailment, or it's a bank robbery with weapons, armed robbery. Any major event, to be able to put eyes on the scene quickly is important. Now, we have in turn partnered with another great U.S. company named Brinc, B-R-I-N-C, out of Seattle, Washington. It's a U.S.-based and U.S.-manufactured drones that provide this capability to public safety agency through Motorola, where we're able to not only provide eyes on the scene very quickly, but what one of the areas, Kim, I think is most fascinating about these drone as a first responder is the ability to use them to drop critical life-saving tools. For example, say somebody's out on a lake, they get into a boat event, they fall out of the boat, maybe they come water skiing, they swim out too far, they're in trouble. We can send a drone to them to drop a life preserver that's inflatable when it hits the water that allows them an opportunity to stay adrift long enough to get personnel to them. I love that. Now, another example Another example might be somebody having a heart attack or cardiac event on a remote hike, but they have cellular phone coverage. They dial 911 and that drone can fly directly to that phone and maybe drop an electronic defibrillator to save a loved one or a partner that maybe is experiencing a cardiac event, or they're having an allergic reaction, get them that EpiPen. Maybe even you come across somebody that unfortunately has overdosed on drugs. That ability to fly out Narcan or other things that could be life-saving measures to save a life. I just think it's the future, and that thoughtful integration through partnerships like Motorola and Brinc that really help breathe life into that, literally and metaphorically
speaking. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I love that. How can my listeners find out more about this? And of course, what a huge improvement that we've made.
Yeah, I love it. And so I would direct everybody to MotorolaSolutions, one word, .com. Once they're in our website, they can look around, see some of the great technology that their public safety agencies and enterprise are using. And also, I would encourage them to search under large event security once inside of that website to be able to avail themselves of not only these tools, but a lot of grant opportunities that are out there for local government to apply for to help them get some of these critical technology tools.
I love it. And not only that, you know what? I mean, it's scary being in huge crowds now and to know that there is some amazing technology that's being used and specialized in these, you know, events is really good. So I love this. Jim, thank you so much for sharing all this. And again, thank you for what you're doing and your service and your past service. And again, please share our show with everyone and download our podcast after it airs on radio. Then it goes on to our podcast.
That's excellent. Kim, hey, thank you very much for the time. We're honored at Motorola to be a part of your broadcast here. Excited to get the word out there. And thank you very much for your time today.
You got it. All right. Take care of yourself. And thanks again. We look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Andrew Timka, and you are the Senior Director of Product Management at LinkedIn. Everybody knows about LinkedIn, but not everybody knows exactly how to work it, but I'm learning on that. So, but anyways, welcome. I'm excited to hear about this. And of course, we're going to be talking about some new research that shows that AI is a game changer for small businesses
and why it will actually be essential for hiring in 2026. So talk to us, first of all, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I lead our small business hiring tools here at LinkedIn. So everything about small businesses and how we can help them hire is everything I focus on. And as you mentioned, you know, January is one of the biggest hiring months of the year. Like a lot of people, small businesses have New Year's resolutions. They have new goals. Maybe they have new budgets. They have strategic objectives, and they're excited to grow. Which means hiring good people and the right people. And one of the challenges we're hearing about is in a survey of US small businesses is that 79% shared it's actually harder to hire this year than last year, with the majority citing a lack of qualified applicants. At the same time,
wow.
You know, we're hearing some optimism that AI tools might help them compete for more talent in new ways. So, you know, struggling to hire a little bit harder this year than last year, but at the same time, hoping that AI is going to make it easier for them.
Wow, that's interesting. So let me ask you, how do a small business, you know, how do they feel about the landscape going into it? What are the challenges that they're facing?
You know, small businesses always have to do more with less. They are fewer in number and in terms of number of employees, but they make a really big impact. You know, small businesses are the backbone of the U.S. economy, and they really matter. Right. And when you think about having to do more with less, one of my favorite examples is it's tax season, which is unfortunate, but it is tax season. And there's accounting firm that needs to hire an accountant because one of the junior accountants quit. And so now this accounting manager needs to do all of their clients' taxes, but also needs to do this junior accountant's clients' taxes. And so they're doing more because they're down a person. So they really need to hire, but they actually have more work. So when do they have time to sift through, you know, 30 or 40 resumes, schedule time, interview, and hire another person while they're focused on making sure their clients, which, you know, are paying them to and helping them grow the business, to do their taxes. And so it's really challenging. And one area that we've seen AI help, so when you take that stack of 30 resumes, AI can scan those resumes, you know, in seconds and help you find the skills that you're looking for. In our survey, roughly 60% of small businesses say when they're using AI, it helps them uncover hidden gem talent. So talent they might have skipped over.
Really? So AI can just scan through them?
Yeah, AI can, go ahead.
That's great. Wow. Andrew, you know, it's so funny. I have been using AI a lot, but I actually never even thought of that. It's so fun to hear other people what you're doing, and what a great tip right there.
Yeah, AI is really good at reasoning and scanning through content and helping you hire. And we're seeing more and more tools be built specifically for small businesses and AI. So, always experiment and try new things and talk to friends and peers about how they're using it.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so what else, can LinkedIn and AI do that can help more small businesses? Because I never even thought of that one. So I'm sure you got a lot more up your sleeve.
Yeah, at LinkedIn, we built a product called LinkedIn Hiring Pro. And it's specifically built for small businesses. And when I say specifically built for small businesses, I mean that it's really simple. It's focused on saving time and doing a lot of those tasks that either take a lot of research or expertise or time that, you know, small businesses just don't have. And so all it takes is really just sharing the job title you're looking to hire. And Hiring Pro gets to work. It creates a job description, pulling from all of the skills that we know are required for every position on LinkedIn. It pulls in information from your company, your local market, to really create a personalized job description that's unique to the role you're hiring for. Once you share that job description, it'll actually search and find candidates based on that. And it'll surface them and say, does this person look like someone you'd want to hire? And you can share feedback and say, no, I think they need more years of experience. And Hiring Pro will learn based on your feedback, based on your job description, and get smarter over time. And so when applications come in, it'll review all of the resumes and LinkedIn profiles for you to surface the strongest people. And so that's just one way that LinkedIn Hiring Pro saves time. When we speak with small businesses that are, they're reporting saving 6 hours a week, which is, you know, huge if you get like almost a full working day back when you're trying to hire.
I love this. I love that. And that really does save you so much time. Andrew, super great. I can't wait to have you back again because there's so many more questions. Where can my listeners find out more about this?
Yeah, of course. If you're a small business in the US, you can get started using it today at linkedin.com/hiringpro.
I love it. I love it. And is there a charge for that, or is that part of the LinkedIn, or tell us that really quick?
Yeah, there's small businesses can set their budget, so how much they're willing to spend per day. And the more they set, the more promotion they'll receive. We try to make it really flexible for small businesses, which we know have, you know, differing budgets.
Right. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Well, again, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. And please share our show, download our podcast after it airs on the radio. And we look forward to having you again, and Happy New Year again.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of 2 entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
I just want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And if you're going through anything in your life that is giving you anxiety, replace it with peace. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.